please help the new show now. After more than 13 years, this podcast will cease to exist after September 30 without your support. Please donate now at britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Happy Tuesday, news listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 14th of September, 2021. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Looks like October is going to be major OS release month. We all know Microsoft Windows 11 coming October 5th. Android 12 looks like it's coming October 4th. At least that's what the XDA developers are saying, that the next version of Google's mobile operating system should be hitting Android phones then. Now, the XDA developers over there, they actually shared an internal document that's actually used by Google to inform OEM partners. They do this when it will stop actually approving software builds for various versions of Android, and it's pretty common. It does it for every software update to maintain compatibility with Google's mobile services. It would be kind of somewhat in the same theme of release dates for past Android versions too. The stable version of Android 10, it was released on September 3rd, and the XDA developers, they also got a document for that time as well. As far as reaching out to Google for comment, well, they ain't saying anything, but no surprise there. Dark modes are definitely the craze. And finally, Google Search Dark Mode is rolling out finally for everybody. Now, some of us actually did get a little sneak peek earlier this year of Google Search Dark, and it seems that now that option is being made available to anyone who wants to darken their screen a little bit. Now, from what we hear, it's slowly rolling out, so if you don't have the feature yet, eventually it looks like you will get it. If you do have it, or at least think you do, there is an easy way to turn it on. To enable Dark Mode for Google Search, fire up your browser, go to the settings. That would be the settings link to the lower right of the page, and then select search settings. You'll click the appearance link in the left, and from there you can select the theme you'd like to use, be it light or coarse dark. Zoom meetings. Boy, love them or hate them, we've had to attend them for quite a while now. Probably what makes some Zoom meetings irritating is being able to understand one another. That's why Zoom is planning to expand its support for automatic live transcriptions. Now, if you remember the automatic live transcriptions / closed captions in English, they were actually announced earlier this year in February. Well, apparently now Zoom is ready to push that pedal down a little bit harder, and now plans to provide real-time transcriptions in as many as 30 additional languages. Unfortunately, though, those 30 additional languages won't be arriving this year. And if you read the statement, it's as many as 30, meaning 30 isn't a definite thing yet. As far as when some languages will be definite, we're hearing sometime in 2022. Now, apart from that, Zoom will also be offering translation services, and these will be for paid accounts. Unfortunately, other than that, Zoom wasn't able to share any other details about what languages will be supported and a definite date when they will hit the platform. And finally, we were told it's coming. We kind of seen some leaks about it, and guess what? Got an iOS device? Well, it's time to update again. Yeah, we mentioned to you on the news show a few weeks ago about 14.8 coming. And of course, with this update, it will make the 8th major update for the iOS operating system that we all remember came out way back in September of 2020. Feels longer than that, doesn't it? Yeah. At least this update came a little bit longer after the 14.7 or 14.7.1. So it's not like we just updated and have to update again. That'll probably be when 15 comes along. As for the iOS 14.8 update, what comes in this nice little nifty package? Apparently a lot of security fixes. Apparently there's a core graphics bug that could actually allow a malicious crafted PDF that could actually lead to a code execution. There's also a WebKit vulnerability too that could allow maliciously crafted web content to actually execute code. So yeah, this is definitely an update you're probably going to want to apply pretty soon. And speaking of updates, this should be the last one for iOS 14. I'm sure we'll be hearing all about iOS 15 and when we can get that update here in a few hours, when it's unveiled at the California Streaming Apple event. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network, including all of our podcasts, including this show, the Mac Show, the Big Show, and the Photo Show, too. We're also 16 days away from closing down this show without your help. So we're still asking for your donations. If you want to keep the new show on the air, head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. For literally as little as $5 a month, you can keep this show on the air. there. Also, check us out on our Facebook page. Give us a like there at British Tech Network or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And come by our community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way for your Thursday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening over the next 48 hours. A lot of that's going to be Apple news, just to forewarn you. But until then, have a great Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.